Ready for item 16, Mr. Chairman? Ready for item 16?
Yes.
Item 16 is a proposal that we're bringing to you for two grant projects that will end up zeroing out the supplemental environmental projects from a settlement we had a few years back. And presenting the projects today for your consideration is Allison Jones of our staff.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Chairman Yasmin and the board. My name is Allison Jones. I'm the senior for the Monmouth Source and Ag River Units, our office, which oversee the...
Excuse me, they can't hear back there.
Is your microphone on? Is it on?
Is it on now?
Could it pull it closer?
Yeah.
Is that better? Okay, sorry. You have, there are two supplemental sheets that we, one that I gave you today and one that came, I think, a few days ago. There was just a problem with the spreadsheet, so the budget numbers didn't come out right. That didn't change anything on the project requested funds, just a problem with the spreadsheet. And it's for attachment 2 and attachment 3, which are the budgets for the projects.
And Allison, the most recent one says revised attachment, lower right-hand corner.
Says what?
The most recent one says revised attachment, lower right-hand corner.
Not the one I have. It should... They should be both yellow.
Okay.
There's one attachment 2 and attachment 3. They're both yellow. Just revised.
Okay.
They were just revised spreadsheets.
All right.
Just to create more confusion. Sorry. Just throw.
All right.
All right. These projects, these funds came from a settlement with PG&E regarding operation of their Moss Landing power plant. If you recall, many of you may recall that in 2003 the regional board approved the settlement and then use of settlement funds to implement two plans, water quality plans. One, a regional board plan, the toxic hotspot cleanup plan for Moss Landing Harbor, and the other was Monterey Bay Sanctuary's plan for agriculture. The toxic hotspot cleanup plan identifies agricultural pollution as a significant contributor to impairment in Moss Landing Harbor, and Monterey Bay Sanctuary's plan for agriculture identifies implementation of best management practices for agriculture as an avenue of improving water quality in the area. The funds provide $2.85 million for project implementation and $950,000 for water quality monitoring projects. So the two proposed projects today are one by the Agriculture and Land-Based Training Association, or ALBA, for a wetland restoration stream crossing replacement, and the other is a project by Coalition of Central Coast County Farm Bureaus and the Community Alliance with Family Farmers, or CAF, to install vegetated practices including vegetated waterways, filter strips, and hedgerows. First, the ALBA project proposes to directly reduce sediment, nitrogen and phosphate loading in Carneros Creek, which is a tributary to Elkhorn Slough, by restoring and enhancing 40 acres of wetlands, restoring and enhancing 4,000-foot reach of Carneros Creek, and installing a water control structure and a bridge to replace the wet crossing that they have now. This map shows you Elkhorn Slough watershed. Here's Moss Landing Harbor, here's Elkhorn Slough, Carneros Creek drains most of the watershed, and the ALBA property, the Triple M Ranch, is right here on Carneros Creek. This is where the project will be implemented. And Triple M Ranch is a demonstration farm run by ALBA to demonstrate sustainable farming practices primarily to Hispanic growers. It receives a lot of visitors, and so this project not only will have a direct water quality benefit, but it'll also have an education and demonstration project component as well. The previous grant funded the development of the plans for the project. This is the first draft of the proposed project. It's about 50% complete. They are in the process of doing the permitting for the project, and also of they have gotten commitment from the Natural Resources Conservation Service for matching federal funds from the Wetland Reserve Program. So they will be able to have a 100% match on this project. Here's Carneros Creek, and it currently has levees along it, so this project will allow water to flow out and restore wetlands along this area. And then this area is where they have a current wet crossing, so it crosses right over the creek, and so by replacing that with a bridge, they're going to reduce sedimentation. So the entire project will not only slow water down, allow for uptake of nutrients, also filter out sediment, and then also directly reduce the sediment loading. And this is just a picture showing the current crossing and what it looks like in the rainy season. And the bridge will go across here. The amount requested from the project fund is $190,000. Total project, $385,000. And as I said, they have a cost match of over 100% with the NRCS and the federal funding. The second project is proposed by the Coalition of County Farm Bureaus and the Community Alliance with Family Farmers, Don Mathis and Sam Earnshaw. It will reduce nutrients and sediment in farm runoff and also reduce pesticide use by installing a minimum of 100,000 square feet of grass, waterways, filter strips, a minimum of 3,000 feet of hedgerows, and 20 acres of cover crops on a minimum of 10 farms.
Just to be a little facetious with that, how do we know that that's not going to get ripped out at some point?
Yes, we have an answer for that.
It's
a valid question, and we've talked about that. And what CAF does is they have a waiting list of farmers. In fact, this is a follow-on to a project that's currently nearly completed where they already implemented projects, and they actually did twice as many as they thought they were going to do for the grant. And they have a waiting list of about 40 farmers. They discuss with the farmers the concerns about, you know, food safety. And the people that are interested in these projects are convinced that they're beneficial. They're, I think, oftentimes in a different market, so they don't have the same market pressures to remove them. And so CAF will not work with them unless they're committed to keeping the projects in.
Can you modify their waivers to incorporate the requirement that these buffers remain in place?
I don't see how we can do that directly because we don't require any specific practices.
Well,
you know, people develop a farm plan. It's possible. We talked a little bit about modifying the grant requirements in some way. I don't know how feasible that is. That might be a question for Lori. But I think that, you know, CAF has been working with these farmers for quite a while, and they make it really clear that they're not going to work with them unless they're committed. And I think, you know, they've got a long waiting list of people that are going to do these projects.
You know, you get market pressures from buyers, and, you know, they lay down another set of requirements, and, you know, it all comes down to dollars and cents in the end.
Yeah. Well, as I said, I think maybe they wanted CAFAs here, and they could maybe address that a little more directly. But I think that a lot of these growers that are interested in these projects are market their products differently than the big growers.
Okay. Lori, is there a way to tie this requirement into their permits?
Not without issuing them individual waivers. They're covered under the general waiver now, and so we can't add conditions. They can put it into their management plans, but they have the ability to change the management plans We could also put it into the grant requirements that if they take the practices out within X amount of time, they have to repay the grant funds. Practically speaking, that's, I don't know how much leverage that will give us, because with the amount of money involved, it's probably not something that we're going to be able to go after. I mean, we're not going to sue people to get the money back, probably. But we can put that requirement in.
I think the language would help.
What's that?
I think if you put it, at least if you put it in the grant requirement, it would, it just give you something to look at.
Okay.
Even if we're not going to go after it or whatever, but I think it should be in there some way.
Okay. I can, one other thing I guess we could look at, I'd have to think about this, but as a condition of the grant, we could require that they change their swamp to include a commitment that they'll keep the practices in place for some amount of time. And
you know
it
what?
Sounds like there won't be much resistance to that, and then it would be enforceable through the waiver.
And is that a vegetated buffer area right there, the grassy part?
Yeah, this would be the filter area on the edge of the farm field. And then this is the hedgerows, which are designed to act as harbors for beneficial insects. So they're very specifically designed for each field and each crop. And so they it takes quite a lot of engineering and designing. And this, as I said, they were able to complete about twice as many on the original first proposal as they thought. I think the more this is done, and I think it's important to support it, because as growers see that it's effective and becomes a you know, more of an accepted way of doing business, I think it will spread. I also think that, you know, we are still addressing the food safety aggressively. We're going to be working with on some issues with buyers to try to, you know, make some inroads there. It's going to be take some time, but the amount requested is $200,000 from the project fund, and that provide a cost match of 28%, $56,000. So in conclusion, staff would recommend that the board approve the funding of these two projects. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Also, the proponents are here as well to answer specific questions.
Okay. Dr. Press.
Well, I have nothing but respect for CAF. My students, former students work for CAF, so I better like them, right? And correct me if I'm wrong, but the budget on this one, I mean, the budget on the ALBA one, I think is you know, high on action and construction. The budget on this one, if I'm reading the various versions correctly, there's over half of the money in, or just about half of the money in wages and benefits for the Ag Water Quality Coalition and for CAF. So who's doing the work, the construction work? If it's not, if they're doing consulting and supervision and so on, it forgive me, but it seems like a way to get their permanent staff paid for the X amount of time at the expense of projects. There's in my view, relatively low amount of the fund going into the actual work. So unless somebody could persuade me otherwise, I'm not as favorable for this one as I am for the ALBA.
Okay. Well, I'll try to answer that, but I think there are,
whoever wants to answer
would also
it.
Like to address it. But the water quality coordinator does do a lot of outreach, a lot of the initial contacting farmers discussions. They work together with CAF, so that what they're finding is a lot of the initial discussion, working with people on figuring out where things are going to go and what particular things they want to do, is sort of a joint effort. And the water quality coordinator up in that area does do an awful lot of outreach with growers. So
okay, but that's what their job is, you know, and that's what their organization is founded to do. They have a backlog of farms that want to participate. It seems to me that more money should be going into the actual construction, or the planting and the engineering.
As far as I know, they do participate in that as well. I mean,
they get out there with shovels and so on. I mean, because the budget doesn't reflect that. You know, it doesn't really.
Yeah, there's no construction.
There's no way to know
directly
who's being paid to be on the ground planting and grading and seeding and all the rest of it.
Why don't I let them answer that?
Okay.
Dawn Mathis, Central Coast Ag Water Quality Coalition. I'm one of Dr. Press's former students he was referring to. Unlike the ALBA proposal, we don't have these projects designed yet. So the staff money is going to pay for the project consultation and design of the projects. And if you look through the proposal, I'm not sure if the board members got the whole proposal, but in the proposal are task budgets, and that's where you can see the personnel being paid to do the specific tasks of designing the projects and implementing.
No, we didn't get that level of detail.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains your confusion. So
my concern.
Yeah, and your concern. Yeah.
I'm not confused.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry about that. So I don't know if you want me to run through the task budget quickly.
Well, maybe you could give me a sense of a kind of a model project with a farm, and give me a sense of how much cost, time or cost, however you, resources, however you want to put it, is taken up in the design. I mean, when Allison says outreach, you know, I hear going out and finding people who want to participate. You found
and
people who want to participate.
That was a bit inaccurate. I'm sorry, Allison. We've already identified the project.
Right.
So there's no funding in this budget for outreach. The funding in this budget is exclusively for project design and adaptive management of projects once they're in the ground.
Okay. So can you give me a sense for one of your typical farms, the ratio of time and money that the design phase takes vis-a-vis the actual implementation?
Oh, that would be really difficult for me to do on the top of my head. Okay, Sam.
Great.
Do that. Yeah.
Perfect.
But I would say that we've just completed a project that the board funded, and we're working on our final report now. So we've tracked the time pretty effectively, and this budget was developed in direct step from what our expenditures are, our actual expenditures were to implement that fund. And the efficiency factor that Allison is talking about is, you know, we ended up actually implementing more practices than we anticipated. So we had extra money in the project fund to be able to implement additional projects. What that meant from our budget perspective is we didn't have the funding to pay for staff under the grant to do so, but we utilized other grant funding sources to do it because we had the material funds in that grant to do it. What you'll see is that it takes a lot more staff time to implement the projects than it does to purchase the grass plugs and the plants.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, my name's Sam Ernst. I work for CAF, Community Alliance with Family Farmers, and I've been working on hedgerows and grass waterways for over 10 years, and so I think what Dawn said at the very end is true, that we have learned the costs of these and the time. And so I'll just run over what it takes, because what you said is true. The outreach to get the farmers involved is a timely thing, but we have, in spite of this food safety issue, an awful lot of farmers who want to work on these. And this right here is a good example. This is a project that we did about maybe 11 years ago. This is a hedgerow on a farm in San Juan Bautista. And the way it works is, say the farmer has called me or contacted us or through Chris or Don has said, you know, I'm interested in one of these projects. And I will say the water quality ag waiver program from regional board and the state board has really driven a lot of this, because I've seen this change in agriculture since the 80s when farmers didn't want anything to do with this kind of thing. And all of a sudden there's been a tremendous interest in it. And then as the interest has grown, more and more want to do it. This was one of our first hedgerows. We've taken hundreds of farmers to this, and because of that, they want it. Every farmer has a different situation where they can use it. So on a farm like this, say this farmer says, I would like to have a project, and this is a hedgerow. A lot of them are grass waterways and cover crops too. So what do? You go out, you take the time to go out with the farmer and spend time to look at it and assess what are his needs, what does he want, what kind of a project does he want. Then you go back and put together a plant list and then send it back to him, and then he looks at it, and then you go out there again and you look at it. Then you finally, after, and this, sometimes this takes a long time. I mean, not a long time, but it's a process of that. Then finding these plants in the nurseries takes a lot of time. I mean, there's 15 different species of plants in there. So we work with a lot of the nurseries, and they've helped us refine our lists with the plants that are good. But so anyhow, so then it's contacting a bunch of nurseries. Then they send it back, and then you have to sort through it. And then, so then what day are you going to plant? So the farmer's the one who provides the labor, and me and Chris and Don sometimes. But all our labor, that's some of our match funds, is the farmers and their labor. And they also provide the irrigation systems. And so they have to, we will never plant unless an irrigation system is already in. So then we go and, okay, we're planting next Tuesday. So I go and round up all the plants from the nurseries or have them delivered. We take them out there, we lay them out, we plant them, and then we come back, we make sure the plants are irrigated, we make sure they're maintained. If there's any kind of a problem, we go and replant. So there's a lot of actual labor, and that's the process. And it's, like I said, we've done this for a long time, and it's, we really appreciate these funds, because in the time of this food safety thing, it's important to keep doing these projects. If we stop doing them, you know, it's just going to not be good, I
think. So. Okay, great. Well, that's, I wanted to hear that level of detail. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right, any other board questions or comments? Okay.
I recommend accepting the staff recommendation.
All right.
On both.
All right.
A second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right. Thank you.
I have a question on putting together the contracts for the vegetated strips. Did you want us to look into including requirements to keep them in place for a certain period of time?
Yes.
I think that would be helpful.
I think it would be helpful. I think Mr. Hayashi's suggestion that maybe be tied into the grant itself might be the way to go, but
okay.
Yeah, whatever you feel is the best way to go.
Okay, right. Thanks.
Okay. Mr. Briggs, what next?
I suggest we skip to item 21.
Okay.
Skip two, item 21, which is ocean.
Right.
For Mr. Lombardo, this stuff fell off his chair.
That's Ocean View Plaza.
Maybe I should just ask my question. You don't need, probably don't need it.
Yeah. Thank you.